Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Balanced Success. I'm your host, Stefana Johnson. Super excited to be here today in the afternoon. I usually do my shows very early in the morning, but I had the opportunity to come on live at 2 o'clock my time in the Northwest, and we are excited today. We've got quite a show talking about balance. Success. Now, if you've been listening to any of my shows, you know when I talk about business, your business is whatever you have going on. So whether you have a multi-million-dollar corporation or you have a mom and pop shop or you are a stay-at-home mom entrepreneur, whatever it is you're doing is your business. That includes your health. That includes your relationships. That includes what you're putting in your mind, in your body, and in your business. I call that the holistic approach, not only to life, but to your business. So I'm going to tell you the story about Chairman Mao of China. I know this is from many years ago, but I was reading this story the other day, and it was such a perfect analogy of how we make our decisions and the ripple effect that they have. Chairman Mao made a decision on behalf of his country to destroy all the sparrows in China. And when I say destroy, I mean he literally destroyed every egg, every living sparrow, every nestling, all the nests. Gone, annihilated, completely and utterly destroyed the sparrow population for the sole purpose of stopping them from eating the grain. Now, they weren't eating all the grain. His solution or his decision was to destroy the sparrows so that they wouldn't eat the grain. What happened then was the following season, there was indeed more grain. However, there were also more locusts. And those locusts completely decimated the grain. So within 3 years, over 30 million people died of starvation. This is a perfect illustration of how one decision that we make based on a small view, an unbalanced look, and as a result, the ripple effect is absolute horror and tragedy. Over 30 million, I think 36 million people died of starvation because the crops were completely destroyed by the locusts. The sparrows ate locusts and kept the locusts population down. So the sparrows actually were helping. They weren't harming. They weren't in the grand scheme of things, and if you look at the holistic picture, and that's what sometimes we have to do. So if you take a look at a frame and you frame your life, and let's say you frame it within a 5-inch frame, right? A small little 5x7 frame, and that's the picture of your life. And whatever fits in that 5x7 frame is what you see, is what you think with and make your decisions by and live your life by, that small picture. And yet there's more, right? So what if then you got an 8x10 frame and you started looking at your life from that view? You'd be able to see more. You'd be able to see that maybe what you were seeing in the 5x7 picture was somebody who was running and all you saw was this person running, and you couldn't tell whether they were running to something or from something. But then you open up the frame a little bit, and you then see, well, this person is running towards something, or it looks like it, because there's something in front of them, and that's all that you can see. But if you enlarge that even more to an 11 by 14, let's say, and that frame gives you more perspective, more understanding, so you have a whole, a bigger view, then you would see that this person in life is running not towards something, but away from something, because all of a sudden we see, oh my gosh, he's being chased by a bear. So all of a sudden our perspective changes completely. But what if we were able to look even further? What if we were able to take our observation out even further and look at an area of our life or our business, our relationship, or our health condition, or we could look at an area of our business still from that perspective of an overview, and yet we focus in very narrowly. So we narrow it in and we get a zoom in picture of that, and we can see, oh, okay, there's something here that is like a red flag. So we need to look there a little bit more. But instead of making that decision and being reactive and going, oh no, and we make a decision thinking like the perspective of, is he chasing or is he being chased? Is he running to or is he running from? But then we get the information that we need from that smaller view. And then we expand out and we observe the whole picture, and we look at the results, the potential, the possibility of what can happen if this decision were made. We can swing the pendulum so far to overanalyzing. That's not my point. My point is to find balance. Success requires more awareness. I have five key ingredients that I love to use and teach my clients. That starts with the awareness piece. Because awareness is a real gift that we have. If we can expand our awareness and come from a place of observation as opposed to judgmental. So awareness and judgment, when I say judgment, there's so many different connotations to that. And the thing about words and nomenclature is that we get lost in that. So when we start to judge from a reactionary or from a viewpoint, so for example, Chairman Mao was an oppressive leader. There's no question about that. And some would say he was absolutely evil. But somewhere in his world, he had some intention. And so his decision to destroy the sparrows was based on creating some solution, right? And oftentimes what happens is we get so narrow focused, whether it's the way we've been trained and our mentality. And that is the kind of judgment that I'm talking about that we need to eradicate. So we want to actually use observation from a place of, if we're looking at balanced success, we realize that everything is an ebb and a flow. Everything has a contraction and an expansion. There is a dark, and therefore there is a light. We can't have dark without light. We can't have an understanding of something good without knowing bad. Okay, so So understanding this concept around balance, we can move the needle closer towards a positive direction of balancing more towards stability, success, profits, if the business is set up to gauge and focus on it. Let's say, for example, it's many corporations, profit is their number one thing. Well, there's also many corporations that focus on, and businesses that focus on customer service. So whatever moves the needle dial in the direction of where we want to go, while also enhancing a concept of holistic or win-win-win concepts, it moves us away from this paradigm of competition, of constantly there's a win-lose. We want to move towards balanced success, which would give us more of the win-win. And as a result of that, we can see from the bigger picture, the changes start to occur in the whole, and then we can back out to look at the pieces of the whole. We can start to look at the relationships that we have. We can look at the relationship within the business, and we can see them thriving and doing better, based on decisions that are done from a place of observation, from that place of awareness of the whole, and then being able to imagine a better widget, a better communication, a better way to accomplish our goals. A better way to get our needs met, a better way to establish ourselves as an authority in our business. So if we're talking marketing, you know, this for me, when I practice holistic business coaching and holistic business practices, I'm always looking at the whole while also pinpointing the precise area that needs to be tweaked. So moving down in those areas of what I like to focus on, we have the area of focus that we want to bring our attention really onto is that place that can be enhanced or supported that also results in expansion of and success for all concerned. That includes our own personal well-being. Now, sometimes it takes backing up a ways, even to the point of what is it that we consider important? Because if we don't know what's important, everything becomes important, or not necessarily important, because that's not in our realm. It's just everything must be done or looked at. But when we focus in to what's truly important, and what's truly important are your values, how you are leading your life, how you lead your company, how you lead your business, how you operate on a daily basis, what kind of thoughts and actions you are fostering on a daily basis, because that promotes and fosters your decisions. Those decisions that you make then foster and support what your life becomes, what your business becomes. And what's really exciting is the moment you can step into that place of understanding what's important for you from a place of genuine awareness of you as part of the whole, it takes a lot of the pressure off when you realize that it's not, it doesn't have to be all about you, or it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It's that each of us are part of the whole. And I love this quote, it's totally a paraphrase, but you know, Gandhi originally said it, what be the change you want to see. And if we are experiencing problems in our business every day, or problems in our relationships or our life, wherever the problems we are facing, if we are constantly up against these problems, more than likely what's happening is we're focused on those problems. Changing those problems, or changing your focus to simply living the solution to those problems, the problems no longer exist. And that, once again, brings you back to the awareness of, oh, I'm actually creating my life. Oh, yeah, that's right, because each one of us is part of the whole. And each thought and each action and each action results in something, and it culminates in the whole. Now, that whole may be a family, or it may be a business, or it may be a country. You know, if we look at this principle, it applies to a mom leading a family, a business owner leading a business, a president leading a country. It all fits. So once again, going over those, we've got the awareness. Where's the perspective coming from? Is that awareness that we are trying to make a decision based on solving a problem without having the whole picture? Like, where's our picture here? So that awareness, how much can we enhance our own awareness in the circumstance that we have? From there, what can we do to imagine a better circumstance? Imagine the possibility or the solution. Imagine a happier relationship, a more successful business. What does that look like? What does it feel like? What are the components of that? Using one of our greatest abilities, and that's imagination, actually using the power of the brain to imagine the solution, and then focusing on the solution by living it, by breathing it, by implementing it, instead of focusing on the problem. From there, looking at how you can support the focus, support the actions, support the people, and also get support for that solution that you're focused on. And then from there, that brings us to kind of doing a check on things. And that's looking at what's working and what's not working. So we can reinforce what's working, and then we can release what's not working. And once again, this can be that analogy of the picture frame. Is it a small picture frame that we're looking at? Do we need to come out further? I work with so many clients who have baggage from their past that is holding them hostage, that keep them making the same decisions in the present, that are old, outdated, unworkable, and do not solve the problem. And that comes from not releasing things that don't work. So that's part of the process. And that's part of creating balance in our lives. Some people think that if they have success and they just work hard enough in their business and they build their business so wonderfully and it's successful and they work so hard and burn the midnight oil and sacrifice, 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 that the success in their business is going to solve the failure in their relationships or the failure in their own body because they're living off of caffeinated high sugar drinks and not exercising and their health is deteriorating. But, well, I'll deal with that later because I'm focused on my business and I've got to build that. But what's going to happen? And this happens, and we see it. We've seen it in the news with these corporate execs who are dropping like flies. And they're in their 40s. It should not be happening. But that is what happens when success is not balanced. You don't have true success when you think you have success in one area of your life, but you're leaving failures all around you. That's not success. It may appear that way because your old definition or old paradigm of, well, if I have a certain amount of money in the bank or if my business is making a certain amount of money, then that means I'm successful. But as long as we identify ourselves with the job or the business and we don't fully understand and have the awareness of who we are as a whole person, holistically understanding that we are, you know, we're sentient beings. We thrive off of connection and being able to have freedom. It's one of the things that has nearly been eradicated from our own lives. And it's almost like the sparrow. Being able to have downtime, being able to have quiet time. We don't have that anymore because wonderful electricity, it's an amazing tool. But guess what? We can work 24/7, and I know people who do it, and they'll work for 3 days straight in these intensive incubator groups, but they end up losing sight of what real success is. And while it may seem fun for a little bit, you lose the real fun of what real success is when you have the achievement or the great breakthrough, but you don't have anybody to share it with because you've destroyed your relationships or you're too tired to even go and celebrate. So these are parts of bringing balanced success to the forefront of everything you do. And how can we look at our lives in such a way that can allow for and make room for more balance? The success for you is going to be different than for me. And yet, we are all still going to have the same components that go into real balance and success generally. We all have a body. We all have a mind. We all have dreams and goals. We have ambition. We have desires. And this is all wonderful and it propels us forward, and having the awareness of those and getting clarity, not only for your business, but for your relationships, because again, as human beings, the thing that makes us different is that we thrive also off of connection. We see this with the amazing success of social media, but we forget that social media, there is such an imbalance of connection that we lose sight of the bigger picture, the holistic picture, and we are not being fulfilled when we pop on to our social media and we check it out and we post something superficial or not, our highs, our lows, or whatever, to get some fill, something we think there is a need within us that we think will be filled. And I can guarantee you, if that's what you're going after with social media or with getting on the internet and searching, that's a sure sign of imbalanced success. And I love nothing more than inspiring and encouraging my listeners and my clients to cultivate within themselves a connection with themselves and a connection with their own goals, and bringing to the forefront of their awareness what that means, what success means to them in personal relationships, in business, in personal health, in physical health, in spiritual and emotional, in financial health. There is, you know, in family, there is a real missingness that has been going on that perpetuates an imbalance. And I hope to encourage you to cultivate within yourself these five key pieces. And that is the awareness, using your imagination, focusing on the solution that you've created from your imagination, and cultivating support, giving it, receiving it, being open and being aware of what is real support, what is supporting you in terms of forwarding you. Is some action you're doing, is a decision you're making supportive or not? And then, of course, reinforcing what is working by celebrating it, by continuing to it, by fostering it and feeding that, and releasing what's not working in terms of people, in terms of thoughts, in terms of actions. All of this starts to become doable, and you start to see real success in all areas. And what happens is it creates this sense of harmony and calm and balance that we all desire. And I hope that for you. I'm excited to continue with this show. I'm committed to bringing this, and with my guests, I have a guest coming on, Janelle Alex. Dr. Janelle Alex will be with us in the next show, so I hope you stay tuned. Meanwhile, find me at StefanaJohnson.com, and I will see you on the next show. Peace and blessings.